So good morning, everyone. Good to see you this morning. This morning, I'm just giving a brief talk about something called splitting. Splitting, S-P-L, splitting. And in January, I came across an op-ed in the Washington Post called Why We Split the World into Good and Evil. And I'm going to quote a little bit from the beginning of that op-ed. Humans carve the world cleanly in two when they feel threatened. There's a right and a wrong, a good and an evil, and an us and a them. In normal times, this behavior is most obvious in people with serious depression or borderline personality disorder. Psychologists call it splitting. These days, and I'm continuing the quote, these days we see a lot of splitting by all kinds of people, from students to senators. Here's a quote inside the quote. This fight is barbarism against civilization, good versus evil, end quote. In times of high anxiety, each new conflict gets framed this way, a galactic struggle against a dark lord. Complexity is intolerable. Ambivalence is cowardly. So that's the end of the quote from the op-ed. In our version of meditation practice, we emphasize the middle way. Originally, the Buddha brought the middle way up as a way of avoiding the extremes of severe asceticism on the one hand and constant indulgence in sensual pleasures on the other. And so finding a middle path that supports you adequately on your spiritual journey. And we often use the Dharma of the middle way to find our path between all sorts of opposites. Yesterday, Nellie talked about love, but then explained her discomfort with that word. She preferred friendly or friendliness. Well, there's love, there's hate, and then there's the normal, nuanced human relationships. There are angels and demons, and then there are humans. Our lives are complex and nuanced. We're not like light bulbs. They can be off or on. So I'm going to stop here just a moment and give you a chance to think of a time when you were splitting or engaging in binary thinking, either about yourself or the world around you. As I get to know myself better, I see I have some what people would call admirable traits and some not so admirable traits. And what I am learning is that it's important to acknowledge those not so admirable traits. If I tried to say I am either good or I'm bad, I would miss the mark. I'm a mixed bag. I would never really understand this complex personality that I have. So, what's wrong with binary thinking or splitting the world into opposites? Well, most things that we encounter are complex. Concepts, ideas, or problems, they're all oversimplified by binary thinking. This limits our understanding and ability to problem solve. If, as we are trying to do here, we want to understand ourselves and the world a little better in our meditation, then we need to be aware of, when we're making things black and white. But as the op-ed writer I quoted at the beginning said, in times of stress and high anxiety, we are all susceptible to splitting. If I'm having a difficult morning, I didn't sleep well, the toaster wouldn't work, the cat threw up on the rug, and then I know I might be liable to think, when the next problem appears, that's it, I can't take this anymore, my life is a mess, I'm going back to bed. And maybe, like some of you, I feel stressed about the way things are going in the political world or with climate change. And I start thinking that, well, those people are bad and those who think like me are good. But I realize really the reality is a lot more complex. So as I said, this is a short talk. I'm going to stop there. We'll sit for a little more than 30 minutes this morning, then have time for reflection.